Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
Running up to the election, the president-elect, in some of his political events, specifically said to the Russians, "Hack Hillary's emails, so that we can finally find out what's going on and confirm our conspiracy theories." When the DNC got hacked, we immediately assigned our intelligence community, our law enforcement, to investigate what had happened. And we determined and announced in October that it was the consensus of all the intelligence agencies and law enforcement that that organizations affiliated with Russian intelligence were responsible for the hacking of the DNC materials that were being leaked. So that was a month before the election. This was not a secret. I think the president-elect may say one thing and do another once he's here, because the truth of the matter is that it's a big, complicated world. It doesn't matter how smart you are. You have to have the best information possible to make the best decisions possible. And my experience with our intelligence agencies is that they are not perfect. They'd be the first to acknowledge that, but they are full of extraordinarily hardworking, patriotic, and knowledgeable experts. And if you're not getting their perspective, their detailed perspective, then you are flying blind. What is it about the state of our democracy where the leaks of what were frankly not very interesting emails that didn't have any explosive information in them,
the risotto was interesting,
ended up being an obsession? And the fact that the Russians were doing this was not an obsession.
Seriously, that was Trevor Noah last night. This is where we're going to get news now. We're going to get news from The Daily Show again with Trevor Noah. That was Obama.
I'm the president.
Thank God for, you know, just a little while longer. And he sat down with Trevor Noah to talk about, you know, of course Donald Trump is lying about, why are they bringing up the hacking of the Russian, you know, the Russian hacking into the DNC, the RNC, and also the voter rolls. You know, everybody leaves that out. There was hacking into the voter rolls. And then we had the cross-check thing, all this voter suppression going on, people being knocked off the voter roll. You know, I mean, it's done. It's done. So everybody who thinks that we're trying to redo, or I'm trying to redo, we're not trying to redo. We're just trying to orient you into a world that is going to be extremely new to you, in that, yes, you've been lied to with fake news for a really long time by a channel that looks like news and almost smells like news and has, you know, Chiron on the bottom and runs really, really newsy graphics, but in the end is hosted by news models and Greg Gutfeld. So, you know, we're trying to orient you into a world that's going to be even more bizarre than this, where the president-elect, POTUS, and then finally the president of the United States is going to be telling you things that are completely a 180 from what is. You know, everything that he's going to say is, you know, completely ass backwards. We're through the looking glass, up is down, black is white. I want everybody to get oriented, because when you're disoriented, you can't figure out where you are. You can't even begin a plan to exit stage left or right, because you can't find the door. And quite frankly, we're going to need to. I'm freaked out by, okay, the Rex Tillerson. The Rex Tillerson is the Secretary of State. You know what's really interesting is the same theory that we keep explaining to you, which is that Trump is picking people for various agencies who hate those agencies more than life itself. And, you know, I mean, I'm not going to play you. You want me to play you Rick Perry's oops moment again? Really? Again? Wasn't it just, didn't we just like hear it everywhere? Oh, okay. Here it is. Here's Rick Perry.
What's the third one there? Let's see.
You need five.
Yeah, okay. So five. Commerce, education, and
EPA?
EPA. There you go. No, okay.
Let's talk deposition.
Seriously? Is EPA the one you were talking about? Or?
No, sir. We were talking about the agencies of government. EPA needs to be rebuilt. There's no doubt about that.
But you can't name the third one?
The third agency of government. Yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third one, I can't. Sorry. Oops.
Yeah, no. It was energy. The third one was energy, the Department of Energy. And so Trump just named him the Secretary of the Department of Energy. Isn't that something? Betsy DeVos has been spending her entire life and money on destroying education, as we know it, public education. She's the Secretary of Education. Rex Tillerson from ExxonMobil. ExxonMobil... It was the most hated company in America for a very, very long time, but then it was surpassed by Goldman Sachs. So Rex Tillerson of ExxonMobil is going to be the Secretary of State, even though I have quotes from Rex Tillerson saying he hates the State Department. The State Department does nothing but get in his way. The State Department, you know, he's running his own sovereign nation inside ExxonMobil. It doesn't need any direction or help from the State Department. In fact, every time they try to tell him you can't do business in Chad because he's a brutal dictator, or you can't do business in, Papua New Guinea because there's a brutal dictator, he says, I don't need you. I don't need you. And you know what? I'm going to pay these dictators so much direct money. They're not going to need you either. I hate the Secretary of State. I hate the State Department. So now he's Secretary of State. Mnuchin, who hates Wall Street regulation because, you know, he actually likes to foreclose upon ye. He's going to be Secretary of the Treasury. You see the pattern here? Tom Price, who is so completely conflicted because he owns mega shares of health insurance companies, is going to be Health and Human Services. And then Rick Perry, who wanted to destroy the Department of Energy in that 2012 debate there, he's now going to be the Secretary of Energy. Now, I don't think you understand what energy does. I'm not sure if you understand what the Department of Energy is. I think you think it has something to do with fossil fuels. Au contraire. The Energy Department is a very, 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 very sciencey department. It's been run by physics professors. It's been run by people who are, just like, PhDs in science and math and, you know, and it's just like an amazing thing. And despite its name, their mission at Energy is to maintain the nation's stockpile of nuclear warheads and to clean up nuclear waste at sites left by military weapons programs. They also run our national laboratories that set standards for various things like your appliances, you know, the SEER ratings and the energy efficiency ratings that you now know. They hand out grants. They make loan guarantees for solar cells and capturing carbon dioxide from coal combustion. And they invest in things like building envelopes. You know what a building envelope is? Okay. It's what Donald Trump goes to China for. Donald Trump buys all the aluminum and the steel for his buildings from the Chinese, and then he uses them to create the building envelope. And the envelope is the outside of a building that can be fitted with everything from energy efficient windows to thermal, insulation, all kinds of things. And the energy department looks for companies that do very cutting edge, very energy efficient, very, new and improved ways to lessen energy waste in building envelopes, in roofs, in windows. Remember when Obama was running for president, he kept talking about the window companies, how he was going to make this major investment in window companies. That's what the Energy Department does. That's what the Energy Department seeks out. They seek out people with unique and scientifically provable ideas, or people who have scientifically, interesting ideas, who need money to test their products to see whether or not they work, whether or not they can be mass produced, whether or not it could be an American business, whether or not it needs to be outsourced. This is what energy does. You put Rick Perry in charge of that sciencey place? Because it has nothing to do with oil and gas. See, we turned the State Department into the petrol state. And what's really sick is ExxonMobil, like I said, was the most hated company in America until Goldman Sachs surpassed it in hate after the big 2008 crash. But what's fascinating is that inside the Trump cabinet is everyone from Goldman Sachs, second generation Goldman Sachs, the Mnuchins, what's his name? Who? No.
Yeah.
No, the other one from Commerce, Wilbur Ross, who was a Rothschild. Well, he wasn't a Rothschild. He managed the Rothschilds' investments. I mean, it's so amazing. It's like anybody that hated any of these government agencies, whoever hated it the most got the job. This is so counterintuitive, unless what your goal is to run ramshackle. And labor. I mean, oh my God. The Labor Department is going to be run by Pudzer, who is against the minimum wage, who's against overtime, who's against a 40-hour work week, but when he said Rick Perry out loud today, I was like, okay, that's it. Putting him in charge of the exact department that's supposed to maintain the stockpile of nuclear warheads and clean up nuclear waste and do really sciencey things like physics projects and testing new products to see if they meet the SEER rating or to see if they, can be used to improve energy efficiency in new buildings, government buildings, things like that. This Rick Perry, really? Really? It just takes your breath away. It's the most mind-blowing thing. It's like if you hated education, you could be in charge of the Department of... It's stunning to me. It's really the most amazing thing. And, what's crazy is that, these people who voted for him, half of them want to burn the whole place down. They just think that everybody should be in as poor a position as they are. Anybody who has a little bit of something, like, a middle class life, or can afford to send their kids to college, or can afford a second car, or can afford to make their bills, or they just want everybody brought down to their level. I mean, they want to destroy the whole damn thing. The other people are the people who think that, he's a businessman and he's going to run it like a business. Well, I got news for you. The United States government isn't supposed to make a profit. That's the simplest way I can put to you why we have a constitution that isn't a corporate, it's not a corporate document. These are not articles of incorporation. This is a constitution because it's not a corporation. It's not a company. This is a government of and for and by the people. And you're about to, you took yourself out of the equation. You have zero power anymore. You have nothing to say about anything. And as far as I can tell, Trump is going to turn everybody into the poorest people in America so that the poorest people in America will feel like they're not alone. And the people who are struggling in the middle class, forget. I mean, you look at everything. Okay, let's look at the economic plan. Okay, the economic plan. Well, it's the... This was a brilliant article. I wish I wrote this. I didn't write this, but it's so good. It's by Paul Waldman. It's in the Washington Post today. It's called How Trump and the GOP Will Try to Turn the Entire Country into Dixie. South's going to do it again. Remember, I kept telling you, they want to refight the Civil War. They feel like they lost and they haven't been able to recover ever since, and they want everybody to be brought down a peg or four. So this is what he said. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he said, let's look at, different parts of the government piece by piece. And he said, look at the Southern economic model. He said the first and most far-reaching component of this project is to take the Southern economic model national. Now, what is the Southern economic model? Well, it's the elimination of collective bargaining, obviously. It's the destruction of all labor unions, right? Because labor unions negotiate higher wages, not just for members, and benefits for workers, not just for members. But when you're running a non-union shop next to a union shop and you have to compete with the union shop for benefits and wages, then you have to raise your benefits and your wage packages if you want to attract talent. So it actually has the effect of raising everyone's wages. But okay, they want to do away with labor unions who negotiate the higher wages and the better benefits. And also they want to replace, our high wages in the north and, Seattle, in the city limits of Seattle, you got $15 an hour as a minimum wage, right? Well, they don't like that. They want the low benefit, low wages to be nationalized. They want Seattle to work for $7.25 an hour. And they want to give giant tax breaks to lure companies, which is what Trump just did at Carrier, but he did it for one company. It's not a policy. It was a bribe, right? Did it for one company who said, oh, well, we're going to automate the jobs anyway, but thanks for the money. We're going to use it to automate the factory. But these states, these southern states, you ever wonder why the North subsidizes the South so much? It's because they give all their tax money away to corporations to drag them down there. And then what those states give up in taxes means they have crappier schools and no social services. This is the Southern economic model.
Clear for takeoff.
Randy Rhoads Air Force.
Air Force.
RandyRhoads.com.
Go to RandyRhoads.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.